Good morning and happy new year. What a blessing it is this early in the morning, and we're just gathered here to rejoice in the Lord and praise his holy name. And yes, we are doing a few things different this year. Normally we would do on the 31st we would have a time of games, of fellowship. It's a blast, and some food, and lots of food, and we run out of food, we get more food, and so it is great. But January 1st being on Sunday, some of us, and I'm not pointing fingers, actually I am pointing fingers at me, have a tough time going to bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and getting up at 6 o'clock to get everything set up. And so it's like, let's do something different this year. And then we threw in the breakfast, and that was a great breakfast. Did you guys, that was good stuff. We had the Jones cooking up eggs like no tomorrow. We had Luis frying up bacon. Mary was cooking up sausage, and they were slicing biscuits muffins and all kinds of stuff. It was, good food. And it was great to see you guys out this morning. I want to open up this morning with number 143. This is a praise to our Lord as we remember this first day, literally, of 2012. 143. We're going to sing the first and the last, number 143. Control, that no matter what transpires in our life, we can trust you to know that you will make all things work together for good. You will make all things to bless your holy name. And we stand in awe, Lord, that you have given us the beginnings of a new year, a time that we can begin afresh to do those things that pleases you, that honors you, that you, O Lord, will be glorified in our words and in our actions. And I pray that as we look into your word this morning, both in this early service and then the service right after at 11, that, Lord, you would be exalted, glorified, you would be praised. Bless this time and strengthen us by the proclamation of your word, that we would draw closer to you and that we would live our lives to be in conformity to our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So we do want to have the time, time to time, we'll have a time of testimony. Just say, what are you looking forward to this coming year? Or what specifically in this past year has happened to you that says, the Lord has really blessed? Anyone have a word of testimony they'd like to share that says, this is what God's been doing in my life? Anybody? Victor.
Well, I know it was a blessing. We just came back from celebrating Leroy's 80th birthday. And just watching, the family and, Darlene and I were talking about
you know, the bond that different families have. Like, you know, my family's predominantly Catholic, mm-hmm. and we have a good bond. I mean, we all get together and everything. But the bond is different than when I go to the Christian side of the family, you know, because it transcends all the stuff on the earth, right? Yeah. And so it's so special to have a Christian family because our bond is so strong and it goes beyond this earth. And and that's a great gift, you know, and a lot of families don't have that. Yeah. And, you know, we can't take that for granted because that bond is going to carry us through for eternity. To eternity.
Absolutely.
And it's so great. So I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. Some of you remember Jocelyn Pelias, who she's now Jocelyn Hunter. Well, several years ago, there was a conversation between her and Candace and talking about Jocelyn, and, you know, they're just like sisters. I said, well, you are sisters. No, I mean blood sisters. You are blood sisters through the blood of Jesus Christ. And it's like, you know, we're all related by the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is, you know, when I come here, it reminds me of when Jesus says, you may leave your family, I'm paraphrasing, I know, but you're going to have, in Christ, you're going to have 100-fold of brothers and sisters and mothers, and what a blessing it is. I mean, I can just look around here and say, how many people here are my sisters, and how many would be, I would consider a mother or a father to me? I mean, I look up at the Plikas and say, they're like a new set of parents for me. And all, we've got the Joneses here. What a blessing they are. And yeah, aunts and uncles. They're too young to be parents, but hey, what a blessing it is for that. Mary Cassengin, you wanted?
I wanted to give a report of my great-granddaughter.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
This month, and we're looking forward to a healthy baby. Thank you.
So continue praying for that little child as it's, they've gone from no chance of survival to going to go to term, and let's pray that that baby is just a blessing in the hands of the parents and the hands of God be used in a mighty way. Anything else? Bob.
My family usually has a reunion every year, and this year we were without one brother, but I have a brother that's a preacher, and that Ron always preaches at our reunion. And we always have it where we can, and Ron gets a chance to preach at us. You know, I mean, he has a captive audience then, so we can't talk back. But this year it was so different because I have a brother that's 20 years younger than I am. And Gary had been away from the Lord for so long, and we've been praying for him so hard. And it was such a joy to see him back in the Lord's work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We got there, and he said, well, now, you're going to go to church with me, aren't you? And I said, well, yeah, probably, you know. And anyway, that it was such a joy. One of the first books he read, he said, I was wanting to read the Old Testament in chronological order, and he said, man, that's tough. He said, I might have to reread that again. Then he said, I'm going to do the New Testament next. And it just, you know, he just a new guy.
Praise the Lord.
You know, and a loving dearly. You know.
That's one of the things, that, as you come to the Lord, it's like, you know, I don't have any interest in the things I used to do. That just throw them away. I don't care anymore. I want to do what the Lord wants. And when you see someone who comes from a living a life of darkness to living a life in the light, it's just like, man, what a glorious and precious God we've got. Any other testimonies? Deborah.
For everybody here, and I want to lift up the Joneses, Luis, and of course Mary. I can't say enough without Mary. With all the work that they do here, and they do it to worship God, and just for the love that they have for each and every one here. And Pastor and Mrs. Sotero is a blessing in our lives because their example we put in our lives too. And Mrs. Sotero, you don't know how much your words mean to me and my family. And I'm just grateful that we know everybody here and everyone is a blessing here to us.
People of God, blessing one another, encouraging one another. Any other testimonies of what's the Lord been doing that you say, man, this is work of God? Or what are you looking forward to in the coming year? Says, I want to see this happen in my life this year. I'm going to have about a 20-minute testimony here in a little bit, so I'm giving you guys an opportunity.
Can I say one?
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know how many people heard about how Moonlight came to this church. It still blows my mind. I was calling the AAA in Gilroy one day, and something answered on the phone. I wasn't expecting anything other than AAA. And I said, who am I speaking to? And the pastor said, Pastor Otero from Bethel. I said, I got the wrong number, but don't hang up. Do not hang up. And I said, I have a question for you. And I asked him if they were the traditional church. He said, every song we sing is out of the hymn. I said, that's enough right now. And then I told him what happened. Myrna and I had been talking about this church the night before, exactly this church. And, you know, just no more fun. I said, now I know where we're going.
It's great when God sort of kind of opens the door, opens the window, pushes you through. Yeah, what a blessing. You've been a real blessing to us. Glad to have you with us. It's amazing how sometimes God works. You just never know sometimes. Any other testimonies? Or, you know, this is what I want to see in the year. Because we are in the beginning of a new year. New things begin afresh. We've got a lot of things to look forward to. Any testimonies anyone want to share with us? Okay. You know, go ahead. The Lord gives us grace, and He gives us all gifts to use for the work of His ministry.
I have no choice.
You know, and
can I make a minute? Sure. I've been having the strongest year ever in my life together. You know, we started my family, what happened. And I called Danny, and I said, Danny, you and I need to talk together and reason with God how we want to walk this together and honor God in every day from now on. And let me have a talk with my granddaughter and with my grandson now. And so I had the privilege to have him with me in Mexico for 4 days. And more I talked to my granddaughter and to my grandson. I sat down. I don't know how this happened. What a perfect, wonderful boy this Mexican boy is. He's an example of a family boy, an example of obedience and so on. And so I said, I'm going to take you to a place that my father took me when I was 6 years old, at the Botanic Garden in Argentina. And we went to the jungle in Mexico where the dangerous plants are and so on. You put a hand like this, the plant will go and grab your hand and take it away. And I said, now, this is life. You move yourself in life and each move is dangerous. And one wrong move will take your life. Like the guy told us, don't put your hands out because the plants are watching for something, for an object. Touch. And he grabbed me and carried me, we're a little alone. He said, I thank you for your love. and I left him in Morelia, that's the capital, Michoacán, and until the state will recognize his status and bring him back. The one joy I have is that we all, the family, the Net family, we said we're going to do what God said. And as you recall in Exodus 4, Moses don't want to go back to Jerusalem because he's nobody. And how am I going to go to the king, to the Pharaoh, being a shepherd, and tell him, let my people go? And the thing that encouraged Moses was this. God said that, Moses, I will be with you. And I pray in the jungle of Mexico with these boys, the Lord, be with us. I want to testify to you in every step of the way, all this long year, God was with us and guided us. And every difficulty, I told my son-in-law, I said, we can work this out through the state, but we're going to work it, you and I, and we're going to pay every penny that needs to be paid, and hospitals for delivery, you know, they're very expenses, and we carry on, my wife and I, $18,000 here, and down into another $10,000 here, and we put all our savings together, and nobody going to pay for our mistakes except ourselves. And the Lord provided. And the beauty is that we have now, Danny has a son. And I remember Danny calling me from Mexico. I said, I'm going to send the son. I was already in Mexico. And he said, I'm putting the son in the plane for you. And he cried. First time I saw Danny crying. See, I love this guy. Somebody who has offended our family. Somebody who has done something that otherwise I would get a gun and finish with him. You know, that's with my blood. God changed your life. And I said, Danny, I'll take care of him. And I tell you, has been and now his sister became a believer. And now his parents are going to church with Millie and Danny. Yeah. You know, and I said, Lord, you're funny. You do crazy things in order to reach some people. Mm-hmm. But when you yield to God, you feel the power that I feel the other day alone here as I was praying, my hands lift up, and I pray. I'm experiencing a power that I never experienced before. And I remember my pastor in the 70s who trained me, Pastor Herman Brownlee in New Jersey. He said, the best of you will be at 70. You are 40, you're a little boy, you're 44, you're a little boy. And he was 75. He said, I never been a pastor until 70. I only had 200 people, now we have 1,000. He said, because the wisdom, is the pastor key, is a wisdom. He said, Gabriel, you are a man that God put wisdom. And you will be good after 70. God will give you long years. But I tell you something. The base of a life is wisdom. That's true. That you and I will be willing to do what God said. It's tough. But it changed your life so well. And then you see God working in a way that you say, wow. You become a heavy Pentecostal. You just raise your hand and you say, Lord, you're really good. And that will happen to us. And in spite of it, the chaos, I have to say, God is really good.
Amen.
Amen.
I got 25 more years to go, Pastor.
Do I
go
say?
No. Don't talk about me.
No. I give thanks to the Lord, even though it was a very hard year for me. But we have a beautiful present for her. Beautiful. And we don't know, but I wanted to ask that you pray for Emmanuel. Because I hear this from second hand, and I don't tell even to my husband, that he told Emma that when he will be back, he going to go to the seminary. Because she said, I need to be prepared. This world needs Jesus.
Absolutely. Amen.
And I thought to myself, well, we don't know what the Lord is really going to do. Mm-hmm. I don't hear from them at this, but my sister talking to me and say, do you hear that? I say, no, I don't been hearing that. I pray for him, my wife. Whatever the Lord will have for him. But, you know, he will be wonderful to serve the Lord.
Absolutely. What a blessing it is. Let's turn our hymnals to number 485. This is following what the pastor was talking about. We're listening first and the last of 485, Revive Us Again. As Christian soldiers. 181, first and the last. Tae Young.